I ain't dead yet. And I want to say hi to Dale, who's listening out there and called in. And I thank him and thank all of you for listening. It's been my pure pleasure, as Meredith says, to be here this evening. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for one announcement and then Jack Rummel with Ragtime America.
Hello, everyone. My name's Dave Gloss. And if you're like me, there's nothing like the sound of a swinging big band. So if you like listening to folks like Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald, join me, won't you? For KGNU Swing Shift, every Thursday evening at 9, here on KGNU. Music as you hear it nowhere else.
Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening, and tonight we're going to be exploring the life and times and the music of one of the great stride pianists of our era, Charles Luckieth Roberts, better known as Lucky Roberts, who was born in Philadelphia on August 7th, 1887, died in New York February 5th, 1968. Roberts began his show business career when he was 5 years old, touring the country in vaudeville. He became an expert tumbler. In addition to being a singer and a dancer, he traveled to Europe. He started learning piano at age 5 and quickly became New York's premier performer, playing at the Little Savoy Club in 1910. He was unusually short, 4 feet 10 inches, but had long arms and massive hands that could stretch 14 keys. He taught James P. Johnson and George Gershwin. Hubie Blake, with the same fingerspan, quickly became his friend. Roberts wrote for musical reviews and Broadway shows, made his first recordings, which were never released, in 1916, and we'll go on with a little bit more as we have time, but let's get on to a recording. And this is his first successful composition in the field of ragtime. It's called the Junkman Rag, and here is the New Century Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. The New Century Ragtime Orchestra has brought us Lucky Roberts' Junkman Rag from 1913. Let's move on now to a typical hot stride number, also from that same year, 1913. It's a tune called Pork and Beans, and here is John Novacek. Right, great performance there by John Novacek, Pork and Beans, one of Lucky Roberts' good standards that a lot of other people play. Let's talk a little bit more about him. He wrote musical reviews and Broadway shows. He made his first recordings, which were never released, in 1916. I guess I mentioned that. He was the first of the Harlem Stride Ticklers to be published. He found his niche as an orchestra leader playing for the socialites in Palm Beach, Newport, and New York. When the Second War put an end to the big parties, Lucky Roberts purchased a restaurant called the Rendezvous in Harlem and ran it with singing waiters from 1942 until 1954, when he retired. He recorded solo piano sets in 1946 for Circle Sound, and once more in 1958 for Good Time Jazz. We have both of those on hand tonight, and we'll be drawing from them. He composed special material for radio, stage, and screen. His most popular songs include Rose Time and You, Railroad Blues, and Moonlight Cocktail, taken from one section of his rag called Ripples of the Nile, and we'll get into that one as well. His piano role of a piece called Molasses is one of the greatest of all hand-played roles. So, there you are. Let's move on now to a piece from 1914. It's called the Music Box Rag. And here to bring it to us are two pianists on one piano. Four hands, one keyboard. Here is our Jack and Chris Bradshaw. Thank you. All right. Music Box Rag, as played by Jack and Chris Bradshaw. Well, this next one is also from 1914. It's called the Palm Beach Rag. I guess written while Lucky Roberts was working in Palm Beach, conducting a dance orchestra for the socialites there. Let's see what Frederick Hodges can do with that one. Frederick Hodges was sure all over that keyboard, wasn't he? The Palm Beach Rag, Lucky Roberts from 1914. Well, I mentioned earlier that he had recorded some solo piano tracks in 1946 for Circle Records. That's been re-released on a compact disc, so we have that for you this evening. Here's a tune that Roberts wrote in 1915 called Shy and Sly. And here is Lucky Roberts himself from 1946. Thank you. Lucky Roberts himself there with his own composition, Shy and Sly. Now here's one from 1915 called Bon Ton, and it's been described as an inverted version of the Junkman rag, which we started the program off with tonight. So see if you can pick up on that. Here is Bon Ton, and here are the Sullivans and Dravons. I could detect some similarity there. I hope you picked up on that as well. Bon Ton from 1915. Petra Sullivan on piano, Bub Sullivan on mandolin, Robin Dravon on tuba, and Steve Dravon on percussion. Okay, on we go. We talked earlier about his composition of Ripples of the Nile and how that ultimately was taken and turned into Moonlight Cocktail later on. So let's pay attention to those two right now. Ripples of the Nile was written in 1912, and here is pianist Tom Roberts.
Thank you.
Well, that's quite a piece. There's a little story behind this, which I'd like to read to you. Moonlight Cocktail is a big band song popular during World War II. It was composed by Lucky Roberts. The song was originally recorded by the Glenn Miller Orchestra the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Its first public performance in January 1942 on radio in New York City. It was the best-selling record in the United States for 10 weeks in 1942 and was the number two record for that year after Bing Crosby's White Christmas. The music originated three decades earlier in 1912. A ragtime composition by Lucky Roberts called Ripples of the Nile, described as, quote, a syncopated tune that baffled the arrangers of the day. It was a musical challenge, quote, a fast number with right-hand figuration of the greatest technical difficulty. And none of Lucky's pupils, including the great James P. Johnson, could execute it perfectly. Subsequently, he found it necessary to score it as a slow number and publish it as Moonlight Cocktail. We heard just a little bit of that when Tom Roberts slowed down so you could hear it. Now let's listen to the Glenn Miller version of Moonlight Cocktail. Ripples of the Nile and Moonlight Cocktail. I'd like to pause for a moment for a couple of announcements. The Peak View Jazz Group up in Greeley is opening their 2017-2018 season with Jeff Hamilton on the drums, Akiko Tsuruga on the organ, and Graham Dechter on guitarist. So a jazz trio, Friday, September 8th at the Greeley Country Club. For ticket information or to make reservations for the buffet dinner, which is optional, you should call 970-353-2267. Once again, the Jeff Hamilton Trio with Akiko Tsurugu and Graham Dechter at the Greeley Country Club, 8 o'clock Friday, September 8th. Also, I am pleased to report that Denver David Thomas Roberts will be playing two concerts in Denver, the first of which is Saturday. Let's see, it would be September 1st or 2nd. I'm sorry, I forgot to write that down. But it's the first Saturday in September. And it'll be a house concert in a private home. So if you're interested in hearing David Thomas Roberts live, it's one of the rare opportunities to do that in the Denver metro area. You should call 303-791-7734 and ask for Ann, and she will tell you how to get a ticket and how to find her house so you can listen to this house concert. David Thomas Roberts in concert in Denver a week from this Saturday. There will also be, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Back up, please, Jack. It's not Saturday, it's Friday night. Friday night, and then Saturday there's a second concert, but I don't have information on that yet. I should have some next week. In the meantime, a Friday night concert in Denver, house concert. The number to call is 303-791-7734. Okay, let us move on now to a Lucky Roberts composition simply titled Nothing. And let's see, where is it? Here it is. Jason and Tishner, in their book Rags and Ragtime, call this a great rag and the last word in cutting contest pieces from around 1908. Roberts dug it out of his archives just to record it for the session. Let's see what the great current stride pianist Stephanie Trick can do with Nothing. Thank you. A live performance in St. Louis of Stephanie Trick playing Nothing by Lucky Roberts. Here's another one that's sort of like that. This one from 1922. It's called Molasses. And here is Mr. Adam Swanson. Adam Swanson in a great performance of Molasses by Lucky Roberts. Well, I have handed out some erroneous information, and for that I apologize. I got a call, and I've been straightened out. This upcoming concert in Denver for David Thomas Roberts is Friday night, September 1st. It's a house concert. And the number to call is not what I gave you. It is 303-795-7731 and ask for Ann. She will give you information on how to find her house and how to be at the concert. Well worth going, I must say. All right. Now, on to more Lucky Roberts. This one from 1914. It's called Tremolo Trot. And here is Dave Wright. Dave Wright has brought us Tremolo Trot from 1914. Moving on, a piece somewhere around 1915 called Spanish Fandango. Here is Bill Edwards.
Thank you.
Bill Edwards, and quite a performance there of Spanish Fandango, Lucky Roberts from 1915 or so. From 1923, here is Lucky at the piano. Actually, this was recorded in 1958. It's called Complainin'. Here is Lucky himself. Complainin'. A Lucky Roberts original from 1923. That was Roberts himself on the piano, recorded in 1958. This is on the Good Time Jazz label, and I wish you could see the photo on the cover. It's just wonderful. It was taken at, where it says so, in Harlem at the corner of Lenox Avenue and 136th Street. And it features Lucky Roberts and Willie the Lion Smith on this recording, Each of them have 6 selections. And they're standing together on the corner, dressed to the nines. They've got really heavy overcoats on. Willie's wearing a straight tie. Lucky Roberts is wearing a bow tie. They've got hats. The lion is standing there with a typical cigar in his mouth. He's probably about 5'10 or 5'11 in height. And next to him is Lucky Roberts, who's only 4'10". And it's just an absolutely marvelous picture of these two giants of the Harlem Stride piano style. Okay, well, we got to get out of here. So we'll go out of here with a Lucky Roberts piece from 1958 called Outer Space, as played by Max Keenlyside. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening as we paid close attention to the life and the music of Charles Luckyeth Roberts. Happy, belated happy birthday on August 7th. Time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks for another wonderful program, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. We're in our second